Blog Talk Radio.
I know that it seems sometimes that no matter what you do, or no matter how hard you work, striving to make things better in your life, but for some reason you're not getting nowhere. Well, I want you to turn to the one next to you and tell them, you tried your way, it didn't work, no. You put him second,
yeah,
and put you first.
Oh, yeah.
You trusted friends, thought they had your back.
Oh, oh.
And every time you turn around, it seems you're under attack. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But turn to your neighbor and say,
hey,
see, the devil is alive.
Hey,
no, I'm not gonna die.
Hey,
it's okay to cry,
hey,
cause he's by your side.
Hey,
you gotta stop that hating.
Hey,
I know you don't wanna hear it.
Hey,
gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit. Cause he's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit. Oh, hold up. Your bills are due, and all the people you helped did not want to help you. I talked to my mother, I talked to my pastor, but I was so blinded by all my disaster. I wish you would just tell your neighbor, tell them for me. See, the devil is a liar. No, you're not gonna die. It's okay to cry, cause he's by your side. You gotta stop that hating. I know you don't wanna hear it. Gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit, y'all. He's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit, oh. I was in my own way, but I'm here to tell you, without his faith I'm a major failure. So if you got problems, know that you can't fix it. Just give it to Jesus. Oh, can I get a witness and tell him, say, that the devil is a liar? You gotta listen to the Spirit. Whoa. To get your attention right now. I know you got your own plan, but God's got a better one. No.
God's trying to tell you.
Trying to tell us something, God.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Marvin Sapp, huh?
Top of the morning, my
praise God.
Praise God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
How you feeling this morning, Brother Eric? How you feeling?
Man, I just thank God for another day. Man, you know, I've been so blessed, man. Every time I wake up, I can start my day off like I do, in fellowship with one another like we do, man. And I'm like my brother. He said, you need to listen. You know, God's trying to tell you something.
God's trying to tell you something.
Yeah, so I'm waking up. I want God to tell me something, man.
You know,
I want him to minister to me.
Oh yeah.
I love what we do, man, because we try to come out and try to, you know, just lift up the Lord, man. We're not no scholars, man. We just try to do things in decent and all, and then try to go a little farther in the Word, man. You know, and pray for one another, encourage one another, man. While we are walking this Christian journey, man, you need it, man. You know, and it's hey man, have you ever just thought about it when you woke up, man, and when you start this show like we do, right? And God give you something through the day, you know, it brings it back to you. Remember, you know, He brings something back to you. Remembers, you know, that I, if you don't get nothing else out of yesterday, you got to get love, you know. You got to get love, man. You know, that's what He wants to do.
I'm still hooked up on love, man. I'm still hooked up on love.
I'm still hooked up on love, man. Love would have lifted us, man.
Yeah. Well, today,
what you got there,
we're going to tie a little bit of more into
yes,
that love. We're going to walk in humility today. Help me,
yes,
Holy
sir.
Spirit.
Humility. Yes, sir.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're going to walk in humility today. Humility is simply being humble. Help me, Holy Spirit. God shows favor to the humble, Brother Eric.
That's it. Oh, man. Yes, sir.
God shows
favor
to the humble. My. I want to walk in humility because I want, when people look at me and they see me, Brother Eric, they know who I'm serving. They know who I'm following. They know who I'm worshiping. They know I'm humble. I'm a humble servant of the Lord. And they know what I'm about when they look at me.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir.
Humility. Humility is simply a modest or low view of one's own importance. Humbleness, brother.
Yes, sir.
Humbleness.
Brother Randy. Hey, Brother Randy. When I think about humility, man, I think about how God, you know, it's impossible to say you got God. You don't show no humility because He showed it at His best when He was on Calvary, man. He showed it at His best that He could have came down anytime, man, but He stayed with humility. And went on in. So me and you can have this time on the phone right now, man. And whoever listens, that humility you got to have. That humility you have to have, man. You can't. Everything don't take a rebuttal, man. Everything don't take you don't have to ask every question. What you need to do is seek His face and be humble.
Yeah.
Let Him speak to you. Yeah. That humility, man. Well, you got something today, boy.
Oh, humility, man. Walking in humility. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you as humble as we can this morning, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, just thanking you again for another day. Just thanking you for being God, if there be God all by yourself.
Yes,
Lord, I'm asking and I'm praying right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you continue to help your servants be humble, Lord. Continue to give us the desires of your heart. Continue to help us speak the word of God boldly and to continue to serve you and worship you with all our hearts, all our mind, all our spirit, Lord. Lord, we coming before you, Lord, today just to thank you, Lord. Just to thank you, Father God, for bringing us all together on one occasion. Once again, bringing us all together on one accord, Father God, to lift your name up, Because you know if your name be lifted up, you would draw all men into me. So I'm praying for humbleness on this line this morning, Father God. I'm praying for humility on this line this morning, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We're praying, Father God, for love on this line this morning, Father God. Oh, we're praying that you be in the midst with us, Lord. We're praying, Father God, that you touch each and every man and woman under the sound of my voice right now. Touch their heart, Lord. Touch their minds. Renew their spirit, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for being God, being God all by yourself. For being the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, Lord. We thank you for being El Shaddai. We thank you for being Jehovah Nissi this morning, Lord. We thank you for being a provider this morning, Father God. We thank you for being a healer this morning, Lord. We thank you for being a God that we can go to and a God that we can turn to, Lord. We thank you for being a God Almighty. So we just praying right now and asking you right now to be in the midst. I'm praying right now that the meditation of my mind, the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight right now.
Yeah,
I'm
Lord.
Praying that we just continue to just have your spirit with us, Lord. Praying.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God.
Thank God.
Walk in humility this morning.
Yes, sir.
I want to read this prayer right fast. In
the name of Jesus, Lord.
I want to read this prayer right fast. If I can. And it reads like this. It says, Father, I clothe myself with humility. As a servant, help me, Holy Spirit, so that its covering cannot possibly be stripped from me. I renounce pride and arrogance, Brother Eric. Father, you gave grace to the humble. You give grace to the humble. It says, therefore, I humble myself under your mighty hand, that in due time you might exalt me. My. It says, in the name of Jesus, I cast the whole of my cares, all my entities, all my worries, all my concerns for my future once and for all on you. For you care for me affectionately, care about me watchfully. I expect a life of victory and awesome deeds because my actions are done on behalf of a spirit humbly submitted to your truth and your righteousness. It says, Father, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to be wise in my own eyes, but I choose to fear you and shine evil. This will bring health to my body and nurturement to my bones. Help me, Holy Spirit. It says, Father, I humble myself and submit to your word that speaks the very thoughts and purposes of my heart. I test my own actions so that I might have appropriate self-esteem without comparing myself to anyone else. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, the security of your guidance will allow me to carry my own load with energy and confidence. It says, I listen carefully and hear what is being said to me. I incline my ears to wisdom. Help me, Holy Spirit, and apply my heart to understanding and insight, humility and fear for your being, for you bring wealth and honor in my life. Said, Father, I had your word in my heart that I might not sin against it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. As one of your chosen people, holy and dear, love I clothe myself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
Yes.
I bear with others and forgive whatever grievance I may have against anyone. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I forgive as you forgave me.
Yes, Lord.
Overall, the virtue I put on love. Oh, there you go, brother. Which binds them all together in perfect unity.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
Let
that's
the peace of Christ rule in my heart right now. Help me,
that's
Holy
it.
Spirit. And I am thankful for your grace. The power of the Holy Spirit. Father, may your will be done on earth in my life as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen, amen.
My brother.
That's it, Joe. That's it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Humanity, my brother. Humanity. My first scriptorial stop this morning, if I can, my brother. It's gonna be in. It's gonna be in Paul in 1 Peter, chapter 5. First Peter chapter 5.
All right.
I'm gonna start at verse 1.
All right. Okay.
I'm gonna start at verse 1. We're gonna walk in humility today.
Yeah.
My God. I'm just glad to be alive for such a time like this, brother Ed.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I'm just happy to be alive.
Yes, sir.
I'm just happy to be able to get up and worship him every day and lift his name up.
That's it.
And serve him on a day-to-day basis. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's it, bro. That's it. You own something.
Oh, yeah.
You own something.
I'm just happy, brother Ed.
Yes, sir.
And excited to be alive at such a time like this.
Yes, sir.
Listen to what it reads like. Listen to what it reads like.
Come on,
it says, to the elders amongst you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ. Suffering, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Listen to what it reads like, brother. It says, be shepherds of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them. Not because you must, but because you are willing. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. As God wants you to be. Not pursuing this honest gain, but eager to serve, brother Ed. Brother Ed. It says, not lording it over those entrusting to you, but being examples. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, to the flock.
Oh, my God.
Being examples to the flock, brother Ed.
Oh, my God.
There's some meat in here, brother. It says,
yeah, you own something, mate.
Shepherd appears, brother Ed. When the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory. My God. It says, and when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that has never faded away.
What you say?
It says, in the same way, you who are younger, submit yourself to your elders.
That's it.
Accept humility towards one another. Because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Oh, help me, Holy
Spirit. That's it. You gotta be humble.
Listen to what it reads like, brother Eric. I got to read that one more time in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You who are younger, submit yourself to your elders.
Mm-hmm.
All of you, clothe yourself with humility towards one another. Help me, Holy Spirit, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble.
That's
It says, humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, Brother Ed.
That's it.
That
That's
he
it.
May lift you up in due time. Cast
That's
all your attitudes on him, because he cares for you.
That's it.
My. Be alert, observe mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him. Stand firm. Because you know that the family of believers throughout the whole world is undergoing the same kind of suffering.
That's it. That's it.
My.
Oh, you on something, bro?
Yes, Lord.
You on something?
My God.
Mm-hmm.
In the God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory in Christ after you have suffered for a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast.
That's it. I like that.
In him be the power forever and ever.
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
My God. Walking in humility, Brother Ed.
Yeah, got some humility there.
Yeah, what Peter was telling us over here, Brother Eric, if we could stop here for 1 second and just dissect.
Well, you know, he was trying to let the leaders know that when they lead, they have to be humble too. You know what I'm talking about? He said, because in order for the people to understand humility, it has to be shown to you. That's why he said you got to be an example. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
So when you are an example for somebody, you put on a good humility. Show yourself humble. Feed the flock. You know what I'm talking about? Every great leader has to be humble in all matters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? You know, and I love that part because I got stuck on, he said, be the example. So if you're an example of somebody, you show them how to do things. You see what I'm saying? So what are we showing them? So what were you showing them? You know what I'm talking about? Because he's talking to somebody leading right here to me. And then when you see the elders, and you see the chief shepherd, you know what I'm talking about? You know, you're talking about somebody of age, and then you're also talking about somebody up in the word of God. It's two things. You can be an elder in age, or you could be an elder in the word. You know what I'm talking about? So what he wanted to do, I like 6 and 7. He said, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that you may exalt you in due time. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And I'm stuck there with that, but I'm out of here when I say this, brother, man. You cannot say that you have God in you and don't have no humility. Because Jesus showed it, man. Again, I'm about to go back there.
He walked this earth, man,
with humility, man. He showed that you could be ostracized, you could be talked about, you could be whooped, you could be scorned and still keep on pressing on, man. You know what I'm saying?
He can keep on pressing on.
You're going to go through something, brother, man, when you're walking with God. You're going to have to pick up a cross, man. You know, and picking up that cross, man. And when you pick that cross up, you can't put it down and pick it up, man. You got to keep it on. Even when you want to put it down, just ask God for strength, you know. Ask God for strength, man. I like that word, man. That's a good word.
Yeah.
That's a good word. The word all by itself.
Hey,
when I bag up and say this here, Brother Randy, that you know and I know, you learn from people. You learn from the good and the bad. Don't we learn from good and bad?
Yes.
You know, we learn the good and what we try to take in, and we learn the bad when they go. Because we say, if I go around, the same God punish him will punish me. The same God allow him to fall in there, because God allowed us, he gives us a free will. You know what I'm talking about? He don't force himself on you. You know.
Nah. Mm. I'm gone, Brother Eric. I'm gone.
Ship it, man. Go to high gear.
I was over in, you know, like everybody, though, I was over in Galatians at 5 this morning.
Uh-oh.
I was over at Galatians at 5 this morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to start at 1. Galatians 6 and 1. Galatians
okay.
6 and
1. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. It says,
uh-oh.
Brothers and sisters, if someone
uh-oh.
Is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit shall restore that person gently. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, but watch yourself, or you also may be tempted.
Oh,
carry
in the book.
Each other firmly. In
oh,
the same
in the book.
Way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Oh, humble yourself, brother. Oh, humble yourself. Help me, Holy Spirit. Says, each one
well,
should set their own act. Then they take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. Oh, my God.
Oh,
Lord.
Oh, yes.
It says, for each one should carry their own load, Brother Eric.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Nevertheless, the one who receives instructions in the word shall share all good things with the instructors. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please the flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life.
That's it.
My.
That's it.
Let us
That's it.
Not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest. If we don't, do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers.
It's in the book, man.
Oh, it's in the book, brother.
Well, he emphasized
it. Yeah. Humanity. Don't walk in humanity.
Yeah.
My. Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir.
I listen to him, my brother. I'm stuck. I'm stuck up here.
Talk to me.
I'm stuck. I'm stuck. It says, brothers and sisters, if anyone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. It says, but watch yourself. Help me, Holy Spirit. Or if you are. It says, carry each other's burden. In this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. My God.
Well, you
My
said
God.
Something.
Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. I'm gone. You ain't got nothing, brother. Gone.
Yes, sir.
My. Let me see. I'm going over to Proverbs. I'm going over to Proverbs.
Oh, Proverbs. Okay.
Proverbs 3, and I'm going to start at 1.
3 and 1?
3 and 1.
Okay.
3 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I'm going to go to 2 and 1 first. Proverbs 2 and 1. Read like this. It says, my son, if you accept my word and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding. Indeed, if you call out from insight and cry out loud for understanding. And if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord. And find the knowledge of God. Says, for the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in blemish. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair. Every good path, my brother.
That's it.
Will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you. Wisdom will save you from the wicked, from the ways of wicked men. For men whose words are perverse, it says, who have left the straight path and to walk in the dark ways, who delight in doing wrong and rejoice in the perseverance of evil. Whose paths are crooked, and who are devoured in their own ways.
That's it.
Walking in humility, my brother.
Lord, I'm going over to three.
Okay. I'm going over three of them. Listen to what it reads like. It says, my son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring peace and prosperity. My God, help me, Holy Spirit. It said, let love and faithfulness never leave you, Brother Ed. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tables of your heart. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Then
you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man.
That's it.
Says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, your heart, and lean not into your own understanding.
That's it.
In all your ways, submit to him. He will make your path straight.
Oh, you on some point?
Do not be wise in your own eyes, Brother Eric. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. My God. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruit of all your crops. Then your barn will be filled with overflowing, and your vest will brim over with new wine. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's
boy,
me
you
here, brother.
Boy, you on something, boy. You on something
now. Oh, it's for me right there.
Tapping into something.
Oh, yes. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves. As a father disciplines, as a father, the son he delights. My God.
Oh, yes.
Meet them. Meet them.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. I'm going over to Hebrews now, my brother. I'm almost done. Hebrews. 4:12
Oh, not that one.
You listen. You can get this one for free, brother.
Not 4 and 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 4 and 12. 4 and 12. Mm-hmm. Nah. You know, as we always say, the word of God.
That's it. That's
right.
It.
But the word of God is alive and active, sharper than a double-edged sword. It penetrates even
mm-hmm.
the dividing soul and spirit,
mm-hmm.
joints and nerves.
Mm-hmm.
It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
That's it.
Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight.
Nothing.
Everything is uncovered and laid there before the eyes of Him to whom we may give account.
Mm-hmm.
Walk in humility, my brother. Walk in humility.
Mm-hmm.
My. Mm.
Oh, yes.
Mm.
Oh, yes. Are you on something that, boy? Yeah.
I like it over in Psalms here. Psalms 119, Brother Eric.
Okay.
Psalms 119. I'm going to start at chapter, verse 7.
Yeah, okay.
Verse 7. It says, I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me.
Mm-hmm.
How can a young person stay on the straight path of purity, Brother Eric? How can we?
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It says, by living according to your word.
Mm.
Oh, help me, Holy
Spirit. Word.
I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
Uh-oh.
Praise be to you, Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips, I recount all the laws that come from your mouth.
My.
I rejoice with all of your statutes. Help me, Holy Spirit. As one rejoices in great riches, I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in you, your decree. I will not neglect your word. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'll throw this phone down.
I know you're right.
I will not neglect your word. My.
Well, you on something there, boy.
Oh, yeah.
You on something now. Watch it now.
I will not neglect your word. Be good to your servant while I live. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, yes.
That I may obey your word. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. Oh, give it to me. Give it to me. Help me, Holy Spirit. I am a stranger on earth. Do not hide your command from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your laws at all times, Brother Eric. At all times, I want to serve God. I want to walk in humanity. I want people to know who I'm serving. It ain't no second guessing who I'm following, who I'm serving, Brother Eric. I want it to be with me at all times. I want to help me, Holy Spirit. My.
Hey, Brother Randy, you know I'm trying my best, boy, to hold my mule, but boy, you hit a tough situation now.
Oh yeah,
I'm
like you.
I have got stuck with that last one. I delight myself in statutes. I would not forget thy word, man. Once you get that word in you, man, you in that everyday walking with God. Man, that thing can hit you in your chest, man. Good or bad?
Oh, yes.
You know, good calls you to rejoice. Yeah. Good calls you to rejoice, bro. But sometimes you're in some tough situation, and Lord start chastising you, and you ask, Lord, just give me a little strength to carry on. Because it's His word, you got it in you, man. You got it in you, man. You got it in you, boy.
My God.
You got it in you, boy.
My
That's
God.
A powerful death.
My
That's
God.
A powerful death. Mm. Oh, yeah. You put something with it there.
Mm. My God. Mm.
Well, you got something there, boy.
Nah, I will not neglect your word.
Yeah.
Oh, help me, Holy
Spirit. Yes, Lord.
I will not.
Yeah.
My.
Yeah, you got something there, boy. Yes, sir. So that's in Proverbs 119, what you said? The 119:16? That's what you're telling?
That's Psalms 119. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Psalms 119 right there.
Okay.
119.
Okay. 7 through 16, God. Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Good word. I'm over in Colossians now, Brother Eric.
Okay.
I'm over in Colossians now. I'm going to start up.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to start at, now I'm stuck over there, though. I'm stuck. I would not have said your word. My God. You know, a lot of us neglect this word, brother. Who helped me hold it?
Yeah, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord.
So a lot of us neglect his word, man.
Mm-hmm.
We don't spend the time that we need to in his word.
That's it.
Learn it. I know, Brother Eric.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say this, but Christians, I don't know why the Lord put this on me, but Christians, you know, are the only religion that neglect the word of God. Muslims, you know, Muslim kids by the age of 12. They know the book of Quran from front to back and can recite it without looking at it, Brother Eric.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
sir. My. We neglect his word.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help us, Lord.
Yeah, help us, Lord. Yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm. Put something down there. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
But you got to tell him, my brother, when you neglect his word, good God Almighty.
Yes, Lord.
You're not just neglecting God's word per se, the word, word.
Mm-hmm.
You neglecting God when you neglect his word.
God. Yeah.
I can't see, sometimes we use ourselves for example, but I can't use myself for an example this time. He said, once you come under the knowledge, I'm under the knowledge now, bro. So I can't do that. Was a time I could say me.
Yes, sir.
I can't say me now. Because see, now I'm under admitted strikes. I'm no longer under the few strikes because I'm under the situation of I know him now. But when you
there
neglect
you
the word, you neglect God.
My.
Because the Bible has clearly instructed me that he is what? The word.
Mm. The word.
He is the word.
Yep.
So if you neglect the word, we got to stop telling people we neglecting the word, and they tend to believe I'm looking at this book. I'm neglecting these words. Really? No, you are neglecting God.
Mm-hmm.
He said,
"My."
Mm-hmm.
Lord,
that's why when you know God, and you truly know God. That's why my brother can feel the way he feels. He gets fed up trying to tell it. You do that because you have such love for God.
That's a zeal, though.
Knowing that it is, my brother.
Yes, sir.
That it is.
Yes, sir.
Knowing that he loves you first. And you want your brothers to get it so bad because you realize now where you came from to where you at now. You know it's much better over here.
Yes,
you know,
God.
It's something like joining the Muslim. I have attempted to join several times. And every time I tried to go in with someone, I would always tell whoever go first, we're going to come back and tell the other one how it was. And all they would ever tell me, they say, I made it. I made it. So you want your brothers to be able to say, I made it. That's what
I'm
trying to tell it. You neglected God, brother. You neglected God. You neglected the one and only. You neglected the one that died for you, the one that set you free. Do you want to stay free?
So, Brother D and Brother Randy, what you trying to tell me, because I'm trying to, y'all got me all discombobulated right here. So, you trying to tell me. So you trying to tell me I don't need to know all the word. I just need to. What you trying to tell me? You trying to tell me I need to know God? What is this, man? You fix me, help me, man. Help me.
I don't need to just know him, know of him. I need to know him in the world of my sin.
Okay,
I need to know that I know he the one. And died for me. I need to know that I know my Redeemer lives. That's only one way to know it. You can know others.
You get in the word.
Need to know it. And you got to get in the word to know it.
Get in the word.
Accept the word.
Yeah.
I am him and him and me. You got to get in him. Yeah. And he'll surely get in you. He told us in his word. There we go. In the word again. He told us in words. I'm going to send you something. He said, I'll send you something. And then he said it would guide you to all truth in it.
Yes, that's that confidence. Yeah. Yes,
you have to accept Christ Jesus, man.
No.
Hey, Randy, I know now. He ain't sorry. I know, hey, Randy, he ain't sorry. Hey, Brother Randy. Brother Randy, he ain't sorry.
Yeah.
He ain't sorry. That man ain't sorry. I won't do this because I know I'm feeling. I know. I see the Holy Spirit. He's saying right here. Well, look what it says now. I'm in John 14, right? I'm over here.
Yeah.
You don't mind, brother? Man. Is it all right?
Nah, come on, baby, come on. John 14.
I'm over John 14, and I'm gonna skip over down because Brother D always. He always trying to, he's trying to hurt me a little bit, so I got to go ahead and see what he just said.
Come on, brother.
Because I want to make sure I'm right there. John 14 and 23. I might bag up, though, but 23. John 14 and 23. I still got Colossians over here. Don't think I ain't got that.
Bag up John 14 and 15. Come on, dog.
It was the reason why, but I'm going to bag up and get your mute. I'm gonna park mine at 23. I'm gonna go get your mule. Watch this. I'm gonna get your mule. I'm gonna bag up and get for it. I'm gonna park my mule right at 23. Don't forget that. Look what it said. If you love me, that's verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Keep my commandments.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That little bit of you know, that little word, you know, we wrestle with, you know, we could pronounce it too. But he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If I would pray for the Father and he shall give you another, hold on now. There had to be something for it. He said, another, right? Comforter.
Yes,
you know what he said?
Yeah,
that he may abide with you forever. Now, I'm hooked up right here, man. He said, it was a comforter before this one here looked like, right?
Yeah.
He said another. So what he's saying, I'm here present with you now because I'm comforting you. I'm walking with you. But I got to go so he can see you another one. You know what I'm talking about? And that another one, we're going to find out what it is. Even the spirit, the truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither know him, but he, well, I'm in the King James, y'all, but ye know him. For he dwells with you, and he shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. That's what I'm talking about. He has to leave. As long as Jesus was walking with them, they was in comfort. They were able to protect them. As he leaves, God going to send them the Holy Ghost. So when they get into tough spots, when they have to stand and say, yes, he did rise. Yes, I walked with him. Yes, I see them heal. See, the Holy Spirit gonna help them be bold and hold up. Watch this while I say this here, and show God's light dwelling in them. So you got to know this here. He was getting done and preparing for something. That's why he said, "I will not leave you comfortless.
I will come to you yet a little while. That's what he said. And the world see me no more, but you see me because I live. Look what he said. You shall live also. At that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am me. Well, sometimes you need some assurance, man. Can I talk with this a little bit? Sometimes you need some assurance. When you walk with God, you need some insurance. Mm-hmm. What I mean by, when you look at the Word of God, Brother Deezer told us, you got to read the Word. See, as I read this Word, it's teaching me. As I teach you, I'm teaching you as well. You know what I got there just then? If I apply that Word in my heart, he said, you got to keep my commandments. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. His commandment is his Word. Once you start putting your word in it and you start applying it to your everyday life, look what it does. He said, it'll comfort you. Oh, I know around about this. You won't look at death. You won't look at death like everybody else look at it. You know how you look at death? If I stay connected to God, I'll see my loved ones again. That's how you look at death. Oh, yes, it ain't a bad thing. It's a good thing. He that has, my commandment and keep them, he is that that love me, and he that loveth me shall be love of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest. Manifest myself to him. Yeah, it came back again. You cannot read God's word when Jesus said he always introduced love. You cannot read God's word and don't feel no love. Only you don't feel no love because we know what happened. Because the adversary get in you, so you ain't fit to be listened to.
Who fit to live
without a sight of God? He said, except you see me through Jesus, that's the only way he can receive him. He said, you cannot go to Brother Eric. Watch this here. You got to go through Jesus Christ to get to me. Eric ain't did nothing. He didn't go to no cross. He didn't walk this earth. Didn't have no sin. You know, but he laid down his life. But Brother Randy, can I say this again? It took love. It took love to get to this point, man. I probably didn't want to get into this, Brother Randy, because I don't know one way to teach it, man. Can I keep going? Anybody follow? Everybody see that?
We hear.
Okay, because I know he was teaching, man. I don't want to jump in his little alley right there. You know, that's why I wanted to, you know, just get a little bit and get out of the way. Y'all pray for me, man. I'm gonna cut it off right there. In the name of Jesus.
It's hard to stop, my brother. It's hard to stop. Until my brother come back, I'm waiting for my brother to come back. But you know, Greg, you touched on something there. You said that even when you in Christ, sometimes you need that reassurance. You know, I read once, I'm kind of looking for it right now. I need Mother Bible. This is the jacked up Bible I got here. But I read when John was in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. And John said that he knew the Lord loved him. He knew that.
Yes,
but he said, he asked the Lord, he said, look here, Lord, I know you love me. He said, but he picked up a tweed off the ground, didn't he? And he said, let the tweed move in my hand. Mm-hmm. He said, not only did the tweed move, but the Bible goes on to tell us that John heard a voice. The tweed was just reassured. He said, let the tweed move in my hand.
Like that.
You know, you got to have some type of faith in God if you reach down and pick up a tweed off the ground and say, Lord, I know you're here. I want to show other people. Let the tweed move in my hand. The Bible said, I want the tweed move. They say you heard a voice. that's the reassurance, my brother. Speaking of, sometimes you need to be reassured. And then what I like about God is that he don't have no problem with you feeling that way. Because now he knows you're going to come back. He knows you're going to come talk to him. Yeah. He knows you're going to slide up in that closet and have a talk with him. He said, let the tweed move in my hand. The Bible goes on to tell us, I don't want to tweet, move, but he say he heard a voice.
Hey, Brother D, I would be remiss, man. Y'all have to pray, but I would be remiss, man. I left my mule at 23. You know what I'm talking about? I don't want to ride off on that mule. Can I ride a little bit? Look at this mule. Hold on, mule. Look at verse 22. He says, Jesus said unto him, not our escort, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us? Look what he said, and not unto the world. Look what he said. He said, and not unto the world. Look what Jesus did. So you ain't got the answer for Jesus. Jesus answered and said unto him, if any man love me, help me, Holy Spirit, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and he will come unto me and make a board with me. And he that love me not, look what he said. He said, not my saying, the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. You know, that, remember we said about the witness? You know, our folks said, well, you know, I can't hear such and such. I can't hear. He just said right there, you reject God when you don't hear the word. You know, he said, I'm speaking what my Father gave me. You're not rejecting. That's what y'all was saying a while ago. See, you're not rejecting only just you rejecting the one who gave him the same what to do. That's God. And look what he did right here. He said, these things have I spoken unto thee. He said, be present with you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, peace I leave you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world give it.
As the world.
Look at this. Give it I.
Oh, yeah.
Not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Oh, I like this thing. It's talking to me like a love song. When you listen to it, brother man, he said, I'm gonna send you some help. My Father he's gonna help you. You know, and this peace you gonna get, it's gonna surpass all understanding. You know, the people gonna see you smiling, they gonna probably know your story. You're gonna say, how he smiled? Man, don't you know he's gonna get evicted? Don't you know he's going to get a divorce? Don't you know things are going on? Why is he smiling?
Nothing going his way, but he's smiling. The comfort of death.
Look what he said. I'm going to put it around. I'll say this. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, help me, brother Nutty, you will rejoice because I said I go unto the Father. For my Father is greater than I. He said, you love me. You understand me when you love me. If you love me, I got to go, man. But when I go there, I'm coming back. But let me see. I'm going to the Father. You should be rejoicing because I took your sin to God. I took all of it to God and said, I died for it. You should rejoice and thank God the day I walked this earth. That's what he's saying to him. I have told you before. Look at here. Sometimes we get ignorant, Brother D. He said, and now I have told you before. Sometimes you get kind of ignorant, Brother Eric. Sometimes, look at here. He said, let me one more time. And now I have told you. Put your name there. Who is that I? Now I have told you, Brother Randy.
Look what he said.
To come to pass that when it is come to pass, you might believe. Ooh, help me, Holy Spirit. When I leave this earth, when you see me leave this earth, you see all the reality of Christ just coming before you, you're going to know that everything I said was true. See, sometimes it's hard to wrestle something when you don't understand. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes when you're looking in the spiritual realm and you're trying to look in a corner mind, you don't understand because the corner don't understand the spirit. See, when you're talking about leaving, you think of somebody talking about getting their car and going to Texas. Or go to Chicago, or go to the next door neighborhood. He's talking about leaving this earth and being on the right hand of his Father. Oh, I know right about it. Sitting there, because that adversary, because we go to Revelation, I ain't going to go there, though. But I'm going to tell you about Revelation 12 on there. The adversary is sitting there. He's sitting there, and day and night accusing the brother. Did I see Eric there? Did I see Brother D do this?
I'm telling you,
Lord, look what they're doing. They're doing this. But didn't know what Jesus did? He said, we overcome. Oh, you got me in this car. I should have got out of it. He said, we overcome, Brother D. You put me in this car, man. He said, we overcome by the blood of our testimony. Watch this. Because Jesus died for it. We didn't do nothing, man. We deserved the justice, man. We deserve everything we supposed to got in this body. But Jesus stood up and said, Lord, I died for him. I died for him. You see him repenting over there? I died for him.
Oh, that was a problem.
And I'm out here about to do that, look at, I don't know why I got it here, man. Hereafter, I would not talk. Ooh, Lord, let me do it again. Hereafter, I would not talk much with you, prince of this world will come, and the truth, look what it said, and has nothing in him. Look what it said. But what the world may know, that I love the Father. Ooh, that word just keeps coming up. And as the Father gives me commandment, even so I do. Arise and let's go hence. He didn't gave him something. Cause I know I'm
going to
get betrayed. He didn't gave him something. He said, man, I didn't watch this either. This might be too corny. I didn't spit this knowledge to you, man. I didn't try to put it in your heart, in your mind. Now I'm finna tell you, we finna go now. We finna go. That's what he said. I'm the vine. I'm just gonna, I don't go that far. But let me stay right here. Let me stay right here. While I said this. He said, you're gonna know that I walk this earth because you know why? Because it's gonna come into a reality. My brother said humility. I'm out of here, brother. When I say this, he said humility. Right? It's impossible to serve God and don't be tested. It's impossible to walk with God and don't have no trials. It's impossible to say you love God and no one don't hate you. You know why? Because they hated him first. Oh, I know about everybody ain't gonna love you.
Yeah.
You can forget that.
Bird, you say you got to go. You say you got to go, but if you travel, Bird, before you leave, would you travel 15 while you're over there in John? Travel with John.
I told you, John, 15 and 7.
Just give me 15 and 7, please.
Please give me 15 and 7.
I know I'm out of order, but since you travel
Brother D. Brother, man, ain't gonna never let us talk no more, man. We put up a shelf, man.
Hey, brother, I was talking about the spirit. Come on, brother, let the spirit move, man. Come on.
Grab 15 and 7 for me, Brad. What did he say?
I heard you said he's gonna go. Hey, you know, I'm like my brother, man. I've been eating this word for a long time, man. I'm not fooling yet. You know what I'm talking about? I'm still eating it, man. Every time I think I know something, he told me I didn't know it. Because he showed me the word.
Go back,
he left them something.
Go back to the same place.
Get that with you.
I read that word.
Hey, man, don't you know when people struggle with your deliverance, they're not struggling with because you present it. You know what they struggle with? Because they're trying to get the knowledge. So when the knowledge is equal with the world, it doesn't understand the spiritual thing. Help me, Holy Spirit, I say it like this.
You're trying to wrap your mind around
a spiritual thing with a corner mind. You cannot get this in no school. He said the Holy Ghost will teach you all things. You might can't pronounce a word, but the word will open up to you, and then it'll start flowing out like a river of water. He said, man, I know that man. Why he's speaking so profound like this? You know why? Because God then took his place and started saying, I speak for you, brother. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
I know.
I'll speak for you, brother. You just open your mouth. And I'll speak for you. I don't know why I went there. But stay with me, Brother D. If, I'm over here with you, Adam, Brother D. You know, I know how to show some humility. If you abide me and my word abide in you, you should ask, help me, Holy Spirit. I like this. What you will, and you should be what? And this should be done unto you. Now, you want me to keep on going? I guess he fell off too.
That's great. You just spoke some a few minutes ago. You just spoke some about it trying to get God's word in a carnal-minded mind. I know, Brad. You said it best. We're running gonna kick us out of here. But would you please go to John 15? And while you're there, John 16. While you're here, John 16. Would you travel down to John 16 and 13 for me? Would you travel down there,
man?
Give me 16 and 13.
Brother D, we ain't on the back line, brother D. We on the front line. You got to show some humility, man.
Good God Almighty. So I heard Berg said, I've been eating on this plate a long time. But every time I think I devolved all the food off that plate, I turn around and there's more food on the plate. You know, it kind of reminds me of when they had the two little fish in the fire loaves. Every time they thought they were going to run empty, the basket, it was so much there. He said, I think they give us like 12 baskets full of fragments after he had fed.
That's what the book says. What the book says.
We like to say 5,000, but the Bible truly says he fed over 5,000, and that was just in men. That goes to show you how you can't eat all this. You can't eat all this. But I hear him say, try to get it in a kernel, man. I want Greg to tell us what King James said in chapter 16, John 16, verse 13. It shows you what the spiritual man is.
How bet when he, the spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. But he shall not speak of himself in all truth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For he should not speak of himself. Echo that humility, brother. Brother Randy. That's humility. He's not speaking of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he shall show you things to come. He shall glorify me. But look, what he said, for he shall receive of mine, and he shall show it unto you. All things that the Father had are mine. Therefore, not some of them. All things.
All things
that the Father are mine. Therefore, said I, that he shall take of mine.
Yeah, man,
and show it unto
man,
you. Look what he said. He said, look what he said. This, brother. He said, a little while.
A little while.
I like that.
A little while.
I like, can I say it? I like that when I read this. He said, a little while, and you shall not see me. Again, little while. He said it again, brother.
And you shall see me.
He said, a little while. And you shall see me because I, nobody else, I go to the Father. That's what he said.
Yes, sir. Now, watch this here, brother.
No.
Watch this here. Now, we see he's saying he's going to go to the Father on our behalf. He's telling us that he's going to send us something that's going to keep us. Back up to verse 7, 16 and 7. What's 16
back
and 7?
Up all, you got to be stopped, man.
He's not going to let us over tomorrow, no way. We might look at it today. He's not going to let us over tomorrow. Back up to what 7 says.
Nevertheless, I tell you, he said the truth. Now, this ain't no lie, he said. It is expediency for you to, that I go away. For if I go not away, the comfort will not come unto you.
Yes, sir. Yes,
but
sir.
If
yes,
I
sir.
Depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin. Reprove the world of sin in the righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because he...
Yes,
we said the prince of this world is judged. I have yet. Look what he said. Many things to say unto you. you hear what he just said.
You cannot. You can't do that. You can't do something, right?
He said, if I have many things to say unto you, but.
There's something wrong with you.
You cannot bear them now.
You can't bear them now. There's something wrong with you, man.
You can't bear them right now.
Verse 7 got to take place in order for verse 12 to be true. He said rightly divide. Verse 12, I'm telling you, you can't handle it right now. But see, once verse 7 take place, he's going to give you a mechanism to handle what verse 12 has got to say. And then he drops down to 13, and he's telling you how you're going to be able to do it. You're going to come out your kernel, man. You're going to get away from your way of thinking. You really, what he really telling you, brother, is you're going to allow me to think for you. You're going to allow me to open your mouth, and I'm going to flow out for you. That's what he really telling you. See, when the spirit of truth comes, I am the truth. I'm the truth. That's what he said, and the way. That's what he's telling you. What are you telling you?
Hey, Bro D.
I'm sorry, Brother D.
I'm here.
We are not on the back line, man. We're on the front line, man. So, Brother Manny, if you still got some ABCs or the DEFs,
watch this.
Yeah. Okay.
When you've done all you can, seems like it's never enough. And what do you say when your friends turn away? You're all alone. Tell me, what do you give when you give it? Nothing left to do, you just stand, watch the Lord see you through, yet after you've done all you can, you just stand. Tell me, how do you handle guilt of your past? Tell me, how do you deal with the shame? And how can you smile while your heart has been broken and filled with pain? Tell me, what do you give when you're given your own game? And when there's nothing left to do, you just stand, once the Lord sees you through, yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. And be sure, be not entangled in that bondage.
You've done all you can do. It's time to talk to my lawyer now. And I bowed my head and started praying. Mm-hmm. And when the bailiff started choosing me, I could feel the judge stopping and let me finish praying. Mm-hmm. And when I looked up, she had her two thumbs together and her chin was resting in her thumb, on her thumbs.
Mm-hmm.
And everything they said Brother D should get, she went totally the opposite way from me.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized my lawyer had done all she could do. But I realized that there was a greater lawyer that has never lost a case. And I said it was time for me to have a little talk with him.
Yes, sir.
Have a little talk with the father.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You can have a talk with him.
Yes, sir.
And see, one thing I like about him, when you call him and you hear, he don't just show up for you. He'll show out for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. That's it. Thank you, Jesus. Mm. Well, Brother Randy, Brother D.
Well,
brother. We always try to make opportunity. Yeah, we are.
Yeah,
it was opportunity. Yeah.
Need prayer, hit the one button. My.
Hit prayer, or you want to testify, or you want to just wave your hand and you enjoy the show. Or, you know, you can do it at this time. You know, we solicit of your prayers. You know, we ask God to always keep us with you. You know. Yes, anybody, you can do it at this time, you know. You know, we try to do everything in decent order, you know. But I do know this here. God is here, you know. You can be him. What you got, brother?
I'm gonna read something and then I'm gonna astound you on it. I'm doing it's a little different. This coming from me today, but I'm gonna read this inspiration. It says, "Our Christian walk is about surrendering ourselves to the will of God as He perfects us by making us more and more like Him. Perfection is a gradual process that we will only fully come into when we leave this earth and join Him. Yesterday, I talked about love. Love is God and God is love. Today, Randy talked about humility, which is being humble. You know, and I told y'all God gave us instructions on how to be with Him. You got to be humble to get love. Being humble can get hindered by jealousy, pride, envy, all the above, money, greed. Being humble, people won't be humble because they're scared of what their fellow man gonna say. They shouldn't worry about the fellow man. They should worry about God being happy and smiling and allowing you to proceed with Him. But you gotta have that humbleness first. Randy talked about it. He gave you an instruction today. That instruction he gave you today will lead you to what I talked about yesterday, which was love.
Okay.
Humility, a lot of people feel like humility is a bad thing, but it's not. It's just basically being humble. It's basically seeing your inner self, the real you, the spirit in you, with humility. And that's just all I had to say today. It's another instruction. It's one of the best instructions. You got to get humble to love. Because you can't have love and not have humility or being humble. And then the rest will just fall in place. That's what I had to say today. I mean, this lesson again today, it says right here in this inspiration, perfection, God gradually is a process. It's a gradual process. You can't do it overnight. It takes time. So don't think you're going to wake up in the morning and you perfect. Everything wiped away. And, you know, only one perfect man walked this earth. And you see they crucified him. They crucified him. So just start out by being humble. So start out telling somebody you love them. You sorry if I hurt you. Just start out a whole different way. You just let that humility come out. Don't think it's humility as being humiliated. You really humbling yourself. That's all I got to say today. Thank you.
Amen. Well, that's good, man.
I'm
comforting. That was comforting. That's comforting. Yeah.
Well, that's good for now.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what we do, man. We try to encourage one another, man. That's just, this is what this thing about, man. Trying to start your day off, man. Some of us, you know, we just, sometimes we just need a little encouragement along the way, man. And I don't know about you, but if you ain't praying for somebody, pray for me, you know. I always want to be able to be prayed for because, you know, you're trying to do a, when you're trying to walk with God, man, these, some days will be rougher than others, you know. And then you look at it, man, and I'm going to just be truthful with it, that, you know, sometimes you say, man, is it worth it sometimes? So let me give you something right there. It is totally worth it. You know why? Because we are so close of one day seeing his face. You know, we are so close. Maybe it might not be on in our lifetime, but if he calls you home, you won't say May the 21st, 2020, that you didn't hear nobody say, come to Jesus. You know, come to Jesus as you are. You can't fix yourself. You cannot fix yourself like Jesus does. We just read in the scripture, the Holy Ghost will teach you all things. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was just saying, yeah, you know, you gave the definition of humility at the beginning of the show, but I'm going to give it to them again so they'll understand it. I'm sorry I cut you off, but it just, humility is most certainly is a strength. Shows that those who are humble are resilient to stress, meaning nothing really bothers them. Having to, it just strength. Like I told you yesterday, when I became humble and went into church here, and it's like my health got better. You know, I felt better about myself. That's what that is. That's what that is. Mm-hmm. That's what humility is. Mm-hmm. And it's growth. It's just growth, man. And mentally, physically, it's growth. It really is. I mean, I just wanted good word, people that listen. That's he's giving me, God is good.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. You know, again, it's an opportunity if anybody want to get on board. You know, if you want to say something, raise your hand. You know, you can. You know, we've been on a little while, but we always make way for everybody to voice their, you know, they just want to say thank you for another day. You know, we won't say you didn't get the opportunity. You got an opportunity to do it. You know, all you got to do is hit the one button. If you hit it one time, it'll bring you on up and we'll bring you open. If not, we'll get a prayer and get on out of here. Going once, twice, three.
Say the truth is comfortable, just what he said he come to do. Rob, steal, kill, and destroy. Don't let him destroy your sister, brother. Don't let him kill you. Don't let Satan come rob you of your freedom.
There you go, brother. Brother Tracy.
How's everybody doing? Hey, how everybody doing? Hey, I just want to come on, man, and tell y'all, brothers, keep it up. I enjoyed it, so just want to stick my hand up and let you know I'll be here. I'll just be sitting watching, but I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, brother. Keep praying for us. Thank
all
you,
right.
Rich. When I say Tracy, I mean Atomic Dog, if anybody don't know who that
Chubby
is.
Dog, yeah. Chubby Dog, yeah. Chubby Dog. I recognize the boy.
Yeah.
Appreciate
what's
you,
up,
Tommy?
How
you
doing this morning, my brother? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing fine. Just hanging in there, man. Just at the job, doing a job. And, you know, I just got to put me up, PC, and listen.
Good job. That's a good one, there. Well, fellas, nothing else, man. We can get on out of here, man, you know. We can pray and get on out of here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all the words and the testaments already went up to thee, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this show, Lord, that it strengthens us as we come on and tell us start our day out, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, bless the man of God that talked the word today, Lord. Give him strength, Lord. Lord, I've just been taught, Lord, you pray for the man of God, the house will be blessed, Lord.
So, Lord, wherever he has in store, Lord, in his life, Lord, in this day, bless, Lord. Bless everyone that listened today, that came out and want to hear, Lord. Even if they have anything in their heart, Lord, we just ask you to bless it, Lord. Lord, we just ask you always keep us, Lord. Never leave us to ourselves, Lord. Lord, we just love you. We thank you, Lord. And we understand, Lord, that when you come in, everything is all right. So, Lord, have our own way, Lord. Move in our way that we always move with you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Results. I want you to know, while they were waiting, I begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we need you. How many know when the doctor said no? Jesus can still say yes. The doctor told the mother, call the family in. He was preparing them for the worst. I told the mother to call the family in. So we just praise God in advance for what he was getting ready to do. How many now? God can take